Spooky.
Spooky, spooky, spooky.
Happy October, everybody.
Happy middle of October.
Oh, yeah. We're in the second week of October now.
Yeah. Nothing is bad.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
My name is Mauro.
And I'm Dan.
And that's our intro.
And this is...
Let's talk about
Wiped Out
cryptids.
Spooky Wednesdays.
We're talking cryptids on Wednesdays. Update for the listeners. Wednesdays, we're going to be talking about cryptids now.
We are.
For the entire month of October. This is our second one.
Why'd you wink at me? Like, I made it with you.
Okay. We're talking about the Kraken.
Let's get Kraken.
Yeah. But also, I don't know if you're listening to this in the afternoon. We're hosting Prime Day.
Yeah,
for Amazon.
We're on the internet like hardcore right now. So
yeah.
You can actually pause this, go to amazon.com/live, and then you'll see his face and my face.
Talking about Amazon products.
Yeah, we don't know what they are yet.
We don't, but happy Prime Day. We can say this because I know it's confidential, but we can say this because this releases on Prime
Day. Honestly, we didn't sign an NDA, and Jeff Bezos, I hope you're happy.
They released new products.
They released a ton of new products.
Yeah. Like the Kraken was released by Liam Neeson in Clash of the Titans.
Get out.
We're talking about the Kraken. The Kraken. The terrifying Kraken. The giant.
Release the Kraken.
The giant mythical cephalopod Kraken. The giant mythical cephalopod that had the ability to bring down entire ships Kraken.
I would like to have... I'm making a request right now. I want a cephalopod and I want a Kraken counter running up top.
Okay, cool. Kraken.
What's Kraken?
How big was the Kraken?
Kraken was big. It was real big. Between 40 and 50 feet, according to sailor eyewitness accounts.
That's 13 to 15 meters.
That's
it's a big Kraken.
It's a spooky Kraken.
It's a spooky Kraken. The stories go back, like way back, even more than the werewolves.
Yeah.
No, not really, because it was the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
It's like the beginning of civilization.
Yeah. Like,
anyways,
this is the first time he's like, oh, the man could also be a wolf.
All right,
cool. You used the idea.
The popular accounts.
Yeah.
The popular accounts of the Kraken date back to the 12th century. There were Scandinavian sailor tales that always mentioned the Kraken. And, you know, if you're out at sea, you're going to hear about the Kraken.
Or see about the Kraken.
I'm going to set you up for a description. You ready for this?
All right.
Okay. Are you going to have problems with this one? Or did you practice it?
No.
Okay, cool.
Coming in blind.
The Kraken, as described by the anonymous author of an old Norwegian natural history work titled Konungsskuxia in 1250. Take it away.
There is a fish that is still unmentioned, which it is scarcely advisable to speak about on account of its size, because it will seem to most people incredible. There are only a few who can speak upon it clearly, but it is seldom near land, nor appears where it may be seen by fishermen, and I suppose there are not many of this sort of fish in the sea. Most often in our tongue, we call it Hafgufa.
Translation, Kraken.
Nor can I conclusively speak about the length in its L's.
L's are...
What's an L's,
ladies and gentlemen? It's six hands. It's an old measurement thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to deep voice.
Yeah.
Because the times he has shown before men... He has appeared more like land than like a fish.
Whoa.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Neither have I heard that one has been caught or found dead. And it seems to me as though there must be no more than two in the oceans. And I deem that each is unable to reproduce itself. For I believe... that they are always the same ones.
Whoa. You did good on that one. It was very...
Oh, no. I was more so about to comment on the fact that this guy sounds like he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's what
about.
I'm saying. This was the biggest load of nothing I've ever read.
Like, what? Why?
It's like, no one knows what it looks like, but I can tell you...
It looks like no the one... ocean. And it...
It looks like an island. Yeah. So, this is in 1250. This guy was probably super high on something. And just said, hey, there's a big fish out there that we can't describe, but I'm going to attempt to describe it by not describing it.
Yeah, that was a pretty like nondescript description.
Yeah.
I didn't love that one.
But then they got a little more specific because descriptions like these vary throughout history. But they all describe the same monster. With giant tentacles.
Yeah.
One giant eye. And the ability to sink large vessels. That's literally it.
They have two eyes though, right?
Well, now they have two. Well, yeah. If it were real, I feel like it would have two eyes.
I mean, it's real. I mean, Carl Linnaeus.
Yeah, your boy Carl Linnaeus.
My boy Carl Linnaeus included the Kraken in the first edition of the Systematic Natural Catalog Systema Naturae from 1735.
That's the first edition.
And he gave the animal the scientific name Microcosmus?
Yeah, like microcosm, kind of.
But omitted it in later editions.
Yeah, he's like I've never seen it, so I'm just going to not put it in here.
This is not Kraken.
Man, we say Kraken a lot. I can't wait for that counter.
That's why I wanted the counter.
Stories of the Kraken, ding, have been told for centuries, including in Moby Dick. We know Moby Dick from 1851. Yeah. And 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in 1870.
Yeah.
So, you know, stories might be real. It might not.
I think it's feasible.
Well, I got good news for you.
What?
The Kraken is real.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No way.
So this is not a cryptid at all. Maybe it is because, you know, the people back then described it more largely. But this is a thing. A giant squid is a thing.
Yeah. I think most people know that.
Okay. You want it? So 6 years after Moby Dick was published, something happened. You want to tell us about it?
1857?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you pronounce that?
In 1857...
Japetus Steenstrup...
Oh, I could have said that. A Danish zoologist at the University of Copenhagen introduced the giant squid into the scientific community. After studying a beak that washed up in Denmark, he actually published his research and confirmed to the world that the giant squid was in fact real.
Yeah. After so, hundreds and hundreds of years of sailor tales, it was confirmed. Well, kind of, by a beak.
He named them...
Architeuthis.
Architeuthis ducks, which is Latin for ruling squid.
Yeah, so the apex squid.
King squid.
And this was 1857. This wasn't, you know...
This is before Jack Sparrow? After Jack Sparrow?
I don't know.
Around the time of Jack Sparrow?
But in 1873... This goes back to the tales. This in 1873, three fishermen in Conception Bay in
Newfoundland,
came upon a giant squid that tried to sink their boat. They fought it off, and the squid escaped after releasing dark clouds of ink. But the fishermen managed to secure 19 feet of tentacles. More proof of the mythic squid's existence.
Real quick, though,
what?
Part of me has a theory here.
Okay, go ahead.
So. I feel like these guys might have been late for something and their wives were super pissed and they were like, oh my God, I got to
figure
out.
What do we tell them?
Babe, we were on our way home and this huge squid came and
this giant monster.
We fought it off, but it's gone now.
You mean a Kraken? Yeah, it looked just like a Kraken, dude. Where's my ship?
I'm really sorry. Yeah, or they got drunk and they crashed it.
Where's my ship, dude?
Yeah, because weren't most fishermen alcoholics?
Yeah, I mean.
I want a glass of whiskey now.
That's the way to do it. But yeah, before there were no pictures of a live squid. Some of them washed up ashore.
The pictures?
No, the squids.
Got them.
But the first photograph showing a live squid in the depths of the ocean was taken in Japan in 2004. That was 16 years ago.
How old were you then?
I was 10.
Shut up.
I was 10.
I was a junior.
Oh, my God. Hey, everyone. Dan was born in the 80s. Congratulations. Why does you that are upset old. You? And the first video of a giant squid in the surface was taken in 2006, only 2 years later, by this same team that took the first picture of the live squid in 2004. So that guy was on a roll.
Sounds like a conspiracy setup.
Okay, cool. And then something more recent happened.
June 2019, about 100 miles southwest of New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico, the first giant squid was caught on camera right here.
How cool is that? In American waters.
American waters. So I want you to put an American flag all over this?
Yeah. I'm gonna give the squid an AR-15. But yeah, the Kraken is real. The Kraken is Kraken. Crack-a-lackin' Kraken. 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 We got to get to 100. Kraken.
100? We should make it a drinking game.
I don't. Yeah, every time we say Kraken,
you have to take a shot.
Well, we already started the episode.
We'll watch it again, Corinne.
Yeah. But for now, the largest recorded giant squid measured up to 43 feet. 43 feet. And then they have a cousin, apparently, the colossal squid, that grew up to be 45 feet long.
Yeah, this one's weird because like scientists say that the giant squid can get up to 66 feet, but the colossal squid sounds bigger.
No, by mass. The colossal squid is the one that has like them like manta ray kind of thing.
Oh, those the fat belly ones? I like them. They're
those
cool.
Those are the colossal squids, but the giant squid are the really long ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the fat ones are the ones that could do some damage. Like what are these weak little jelly arms going to do? Like, oh, I'm a Kraken.
But they're predators, apparently.
Yeah, they're predators, but like I feel like hand-to-hand combat, if I had a solid knife.
Oh, they have no muscles in their tentacles.
Exactly. So. I have so many muscles.
But if you get stuck in the tentacles, it's really, in the suction cups, it's really hard to. But so thank you, Liam Neeson, for releasing this monster into the world and letting us study it.
What?
What?
I don't understand.
Clash of the Titans. You never seen Clash of the Titans?
Release the Kraken.
I thought Release the Kraken was also from Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Are you serious?
No, they don't say that.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you're going to Google it live? Anyway, that's the Kraken.
No, hold on.
A mythical, but not so mythical anymore, cryptid who is now a real classified species of an animal, giant squid monster that has tried to take down entire ships and kill and eat people. Their main predator is the sperm whale, and they're huge and terrifying. And happy October, spooky season month.
They do say release the Kraken.
Okay, well, Clash of the Titans is more famous because Liam Neeson.
What? Are you serious? Yeah, Clash of the Titans is not more famous than Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, no, the line, release the Kraken.
I didn't even know it was in it.
Anyways,
Liam Neeson. Yeah, he goes, look, right here.
I have a very particular set of tentacles.
Release the Kraken. Can we do a side-by-side of them each individually releasing the Kraken?
Thank you so much for watching. Go do something spooky. And
Have I mentioned us wearing pink?
Yeah, we have in our previous episode.
Well, again, if you haven't done so, please go check out the Moorer Foundation. Here's how you spell it. We would love it if you supported. We're looking to raise $10,000 this month. They are an amazing organization. They do tons of amazing work with education and early detection. So go check them out, moorerfoundation.org.
Not Moro, Moorer. Spell it.
We should buy moorerfoundation.org and reroute it to them.
Moro Foundation.
Yeah.
Anyways, go donate $1 or $2. Also, the Kraken.
Don't release the Kraken.
Don't release the Kraken. But it's a real thing, so you should be scared and vote on November 3rd.
Yeah.
Because it's coming for you.
Go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Thanks, everybody.
Kraken out.
Kraken mic drop.
I wonder what our counter is going to be.